Prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. I'm your host, Trey Mitchell, and today we have Austin Guttery co-hosting.
Finally, I'm back.
I'm back.
Trey puts me on a one-week contract every week, and I, fingers crossed, every Monday if I'm coming back.
Every week we do this.
And here I am.
And here you are.
I'm back.
How's your weekend been?
It was good. It was eventful. I went down to Austin.
Yeah?
And then I came back up.
For the big birthday bash.
What birthday bash?
The big bash.
Oh, for Ariel?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I went down to see a couple friends. I don't know if you know them. And then...
Is it Stewie and Tweeter?
It is Stewie and Tweeter, yeah. Okay. My old frat boy from Austin Community College.
Oh, yeah.
You
were Sigma Delts?
That I was.
Oh.
And then I came back up, and Trey and I went to a comedy performance show.
We did.
At the Bomb Factory.
I went with a date, and you went with a date.
That's right.
I went with Adam Fullerton, former host of the Films Cast.
I went with Ray. What is Ray's last name? Maddox.
Ray's a good dude.
And Danielle was there.
Danielle was there.
I know that's what you were getting at.
Ray is a good date, though. Ray's a good dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was a co-host on, guest on the Films Cast.
Yes,
once
he
upon
was.
A time.
Yeah. Connor, do you know what show we saw?
I believe you guys saw Please Don't Destroy.
We did.
There you go.
It was fantastic.
It was really good.
It was very good.
Didn't know what to expect because I really like Please Don't Destroy. We watched a whole bunch of their stuff. During the pandemic, they did a bunch of like skits inside their apartment.
Yeah,
they're really funny. It's what's the main guy's name? Hurley.
What?
The main guy, Martin Hurley.
I don't know if he's the main guy. They're all kind of equal.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, me and Adam were talking about this. It seemed weird because I guess watching the sketch, you're like, okay, Martin Hurley. He's like
sketches.
Martin Hurley. He's the
funniest
guy.
You just call him Martin.
Martin is the funniest guy.
Martin! You know?
But you watch the... And you think he's like the leader of the group.
I mean, he was in... I feel like Ben and John were in way more.
Oh, no. That's like in the actual show. Mm-hmm. It seemed like John was like the head of it. And
yeah.
The both of them were in more. Yeah, more skit.
Right.
It seemed like Martin was the more crazy character, usually.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He was more of like the... wild card.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that was smart to maybe use them that way.
It was a good show, though.
It was a very good show.
Garlic aioli, you know what I'm
talking
about?
Yeah.
That was a funny bit.
A lot of funny bits.
That was a funny bit, Connor. It was it was the Dust Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and there was an abusive dad who was mad at his kids for not going to the grocery store because he needed his garlic aioli, and they had no food. It was great. Big sandwich, too. It was one with a really long sandwich.
They had a doctor with one flaw.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Should have been there, Connor.
You should have been there. It was great. Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't know what to expect.
It was Sunday, so you were at church.
It was probably all day church.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me. I'm all day church guy.
Yeah.
Connor's also here.
He is here.
Stoked on the Lord. Can't get enough church.
He loves that Lord.
He's smoking the Lord, you know, puffing away.
Smoking those
pipes. Connor, since you're here, I got a question for you.
Sure. Austin,
what games have you currently been playing? Because we all want to know. Oh, Trey ran away, maybe about to vomit. Oh, he's got a thing hanging from his mouth. He hacked up something. He's got a string hanging from his mouth. I'm doing a little play-by-play.
Keep it going. Oh. Keep it going.
I think he's about to vomit into his trash can. He's choking on something. He says, don't do any play-by-play, and he told me
to
stop.
Did he eat one of those spherical ices? Is it perhaps stuck in his throat?
No, I think the kava we got for dinner maybe gummed up in his throat or something. This was rough, though.
I thought maybe he looked like one of those snakes when they eat an egg. He just had a big old ice stuck in his throat.
No, I've been a little sick. And if I talk too much, my throat gets itchy, and then I cough up.
Well, good thing you don't have to talk a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thing.
Anyway, Connor, what video games have you been playing?
Well, guys, this was wedding week for my sister, so I had a lot going on, so I did not play any video games.
Connor was trying to shoot his shot one last time. He was banging on the glass.
Sister?
Yeah, he was banging on the glass up at the church, you know?
Like with his sister.
Like that movie. It's the end times, Trey. You got to do what you got to do. Anything you can do. You seen Flowers in the Attic?
No.
Okay. Well,
what's that?
Anyway, Connor, how was the wedding?
Wait. What is Flowers in the Attic?
Just look it up.
No, tell me.
Just look it up.
Just tell me. You brought it up. Share it with the podcast.
If you know, you know.
No, I want you to explain it.
I'll tell you later.
No, right now on the podcast. You brought it up.
It's a classic book from the 70s
uh-huh.
where a brother and sister are like locked by their abusive mother in the attic for several years and they have a child together.
Huh.
You as a movie buff, I thought, would know this because I think it got made into a movie.
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, how was the wedding, Connor?
We'll get to it in one more thing, but it was pretty good.
All right. So you've been playing no games.
No, but I am looking to rectify that. We have a very busy week this week. Because it's my wife's birthday also as we're recording this.
Yes.
So we have some festivities planned for the rest of the week. But my weekend is open and it's a long weekend. So I'm planning on picking up one of my Connor's indie games and trying to finish that in a weekend.
Excellent. What game?
Hopefully I'm going to do Dave the Diver, but we will see.
Okay. Very excited to hear about that. If you don't have a full review next week, you're done.
You're fired.
I'll keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind as the pendulum swings.
So we know Trey's been playing nothing.
Right. This is a great podcast. This is a great.
So here's what I would like to ask you, Trey.
Yeah.
Instead of what you've been playing, I'll ask what I ask every week. Did you pick up any hookers?
I picked up a really drunk girl.
Continue.
Who I got her number. I've not called her back. But
okay,
I have her
why
number.
Not?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Okay, here's what
but
I'm gonna.
She was really drunk, and she hold, it was like.
I'm gonna ask something that is going to feel offensive, but it's not. All right, ready? Oh wait.
No. She was pretty cute, actually.
Okay.
She was 40, but she looked like she was maybe 31.
Okay, so she's like a mommy and she can take care of you.
She can't take care of me.
You could suckle.
Well, dude, she was drunk at 6 o'clock on a Saturday. So
that's
maybe
so
not
a divorcee.
Probably.
I mean, if you're out with the girls, maybe it's a bachelor party weekend.
She wasn't out with the girls. I picked her up from a house.
Well, took her to an apartment. Maybe she was pre-gaming.
I took her back to her apartment.
Maybe she was pre-gaming.
And I told her I was going to hang out with the boys tonight. And maybe you could come, but I decided not to.
Send her a ween pic. I'll send you one of mine.
Okay.
And then you can send it to her.
Okay. She was really drunk, and she...
Why did she give you her number?
She was really drunk. At Keep first, going. She was like, why are you turning this way? What? And she was like kind of yelling. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, stop the car right now. I'm getting out. She gets out. But then she comes to the front seat and sits there and like, what's your life story? Like, oh, you're great.
Do not call this woman.
Don't.
Yeah. It would be, she was drunk and gave you her number.
Yeah.
It's like sleeping with a drunk girl, I think. I don't know if she was.
This is the second time I've had a drunk girl in my car who's been all over me and I gave him. Some kind of contact information.
You're a drunk hunk.
I'm a drunk hunk.
Yeah.
I'm a drunk hunk.
That's
you're
awesome.
Around drunk girls.
There you go. I guess that's my calling. I'm a drunk hunk.
Here's what I will say to counter Austin's argument. It would be incredible content for the podcast.
Yes.
So
well, I was hanging out with Adam and Vincent and
call
Michael.
Her right now.
And Tweeter and Skit and...
No, I was hanging out with him, and I was like, Adam, should I call her? He's like, no, absolutely not.
Well, he's right, so don't
yeah.
do it.
Send her this episode of the podcast.
Sure, I'll send that.
Call her on air right now.
You want me to?
No.
No, don't do that.
No. So she was very drunk. And I picked her up.
Well, okay, really quick, and then we can move on to what Austin's been playing. What was the context of her giving you her number?
I think she's just like...
She just said, here's my number?
I'm just like, hey, I'm hanging out tonight. You want to hang out? She's like, well, give me your number.
Whoa, if you whoa, want some... Whoa, okay, hold on. You initiated this?
I said, hey, I'm going to be hanging out tonight. I don't know if you want to join.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Dog shooting his shot.
I've been getting a lot of girls' numbers recently.
My guy is happy to go after anything wounded.
Yes.
A little deer just...
Does this deer have a limp? I'll take care of it.
It's like the rabbit from Last of Us.
Yeah, and the girl screeches in the stream.
Yeah. Boy.
Trey
is like,
I'll hang out.
Trey's like the zombie that will catch the slowest of you. Like, you know, you just have to run fast enough to get past the slowest person.
Like Jebediah just can't run that fast, so all the zombies rip apart his
lard. He becomes a boomer.
Yeah.
Oh no. Well, congrats.
Thank you. I don't know if there's anything else really eventful.
No. That was plenty eventful.
All right.
If you're drunk and Trey picks you up, he might also ask you out.
I might. Just might.
Austin?
I've been playing Civilization, as I mentioned last week, and I'm in full-on war with Georgia. We're two super states constantly pumping out units, fighting with each other. I have a nuclear-powered giant death robot.
The country Georgia?
Yes.
Not the state.
Not Georgia, sweet Georgia.
I'm not battling some guy who's going to launch a nuclear weapon your way.
Oh, y'all. I'll see y'all.
Do that again. Try it again. Dude, let's hear Georgia's southern.
On the veranda.
No, not a. Not
oh,
a,
fetch me some
not
of
a line
that
that's already been.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
See, that was awful.
Okay, hold on, really quick. Let's do some regional accents with Trey. Let's pause the game's cast.
Okay.
And by pause, right. I mean we're keep recording. Let's just throw out a regional accent, Austin. We'll just do like kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway. We'll maybe do it. Maybe do like three or four.
Okay.
So, Austin, why don't you go first?
Boston.
You fucking wicked smart. You fucking over here.
No lines from movies. You have to say.
Yeah, you wicked smart.
You have to say an original thing.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's make it easier on him. Let's have him.
Go to the park.
Read the back of this.
All right. The triumphant story of a nominated for 9 Oscars for Robin Williams and hot newcomers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Good Will Hunting.
Okay, now do Australian.
It's sounding a little black.
Now do Australian. No, give it back to him. He has to keep reading. Australian, please.
This triumphant story, you're nominated for 9 Academy
Reading
Awards.
It. Without yelling. Just reading it like
I'm doing
Australian.
I can't do Australian.
Not all Australians yell.
Just like you're an Australian guy at
Hungry Jack's. This triumphant story was nominated for 9 Good Will Hunting is a headstrong,
okay, so that's
working class.
It's your turn.
That's not a regional accent. It's a country.
It's a region on Earth.
Okay.
All right, your turn, Austin.
Trey's getting mad. Do Georgia. Let's hear your southern, interior Georgia accent.
Well, this triumphant story was nominated for an Academy Award, winning Oscars for Robin Williams and hot newcomers.
Okay, it's starting to sound
Matt
black again.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Why don't the ears go black?
Will Hunting is a headstrong
working
class genius.
Okay, now do Midwestern.
After two mini run-ins with the law. Oh my God.
You sound Irish.
It does sound Irish. Oh, hey there. Will's last. All right, I don't want to read it anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, Boy, best picture
you know
of the year, eh?
You'll learn it in your acting class.
I will, yeah.
Trey's,
any
Trey's
more accents?
Trey's accent like that girl that got into his car drunk.
Yep.
I don't like you exposing me.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry.
I can do this. How am I doing?
Trying to get pub.
It's Southern.
So
it's just plain old
so
Southern.
So you're local?
Just a local Southern guy, man. All right.
We're having fun here. So you're playing Civ.
Playing that Civ.
We got a big war going on.
What this war going on about?
I'm trying to take over Georgia.
You're trying to take over Georgia. All right. Cool.
Yeah. I already took over Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going pretty well. I got a lot of uranium, a lot of, I don't have a lot of oil, and I need to spread a little freedom.
Oh, an oil man.
Yeah. Oh, God. More movies. So I'm looking to spread a little freedom to some city states.
Oh, like a Sound of Freedom, man? That's Sound of Freedom?
They didn't.
Hell yeah.
They didn't do a films cast this week, so Trey's pent up.
I'm way pent up, dude. I'm getting pissed. He's edging.
But I haven't just been playing Civilization. I've been playing one other massively multiplayer online game.
Baldur's Gate?
Nope.
Are you back on Diablo?
That's not really an MMO. That's just online with pals.
World of the Warcraft?
Nope. One
guess left. RuneScape?
Nope. Trey has one guess remaining. It's a big game. It's a high-profile name.
Overwatch?
No, it's not an MMO.
Dota 2?
No.
League of Legends?
Fallout 76.
Really?
I noticed it was free on Game Pass, and I said, you know what? I'll try this out.
How are you liking it?
The vault was fun.
Yeah?
I went through the vault, and I got outside, and I saw the... I interacted with an NPC, of which there are apparently very few, and the audio did not sync with the lips or the movements, and it looked like it was maybe on the GameCube. And I said, you know what? I don't need to do this. I am going to try it again. I'm going to go back tonight and try it again. I'm going to do one mission. It was very fun to be back in Fallout World. It just kind of is like a full Fallout game.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks real weird and sparse. It's in West Virginia.
Country roads take me home.
Yep. So I'll be updating you fellas on my 76 adventure. Makes me excited for the TV show.
Excited for Starfield?
That I am. I am quite looking forward to it. I am going to try to... I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got to finish Zelda and Pikmin within...
3 days.
Should we all try to finish Zelda and Pikmin within 3 days?
It's 6 days, unless you pay $35 extra like Kirk did and you can play it on Labor Day.
Wait, it doesn't release on September 1st?
No, it's September 6th.
Okay. When I looked it up earlier, it said the release date was the 1st.
Pretty sure we looked it up last week and it said it was...
Yeah, it says initial release date September 1st.
Huh.
What?
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on.
Look at a map.
Let's see.
That might be the early...
According to the global release schedule... Yeah, that's what it is. You can play on in America, in Chicago... You can play at 7 p.m. on August 31st.
So on CNET, this says, Starfield launches on September 6th. Those who pre-ordered the Premium Edition or Constellation Edition of the game will receive early access to the game and can start playing on September 1st.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there you go. Wow.
Hmm. That's a weird... It does not seem worth it to pay to play, what, two extra early
days?
Yeah. Five, something like that.
Especially since it's a single-player game.
Right.
It's like...
I mean...
Well, it's just like, I guess you finished it before everyone else?
Yeah.
Just so amped to play it.
Right. Kirk's about to nut his little shorts.
He's
going to
be disappointed.
I think... I don't think it's going to be a bad game. I think it's going to be great. But I think Kirk will
shit.
Be disappointed because his expectations are so high.
Yeah.
Well, Trey had really high expectations for... Cyberpunk, and that lived up to it.
Well, I'm waiting for that update, and then I'm going to get in there. I'm going to make my...
Well, if Starfield
Officer K, and we're going to play a little Cyberpunk.
What movie reference is
You know
this?
What? Go to hell. Just
what?
Go to hell.
Was it a movie?
Go to hell and die.
Was it a movie reference, though?
I don't have to tell you shit.
I'm going
to
look it up. What was it, Agent K?
He said Officer...
Tell you shit.
He said Officer K, which I'm sure is like a Drive reference or something. What is it?
It is a Ryan Gosling.
No way.
Cyberpunk or
Blade Runner
2055.
49, so it makes sense in universe. You guys can go to hell. I'm sorry I have a passion.
Yeah, okay.
I don't mean this just to be critical.
Are this you is, autistic?
No, I might be autistic.
This is a genuine review.
That might be autistic.
Of that movie, I thought it was boring.
Yeah, that's fine. You can think it's boring. I didn't.
It maybe needs another rewatch. I also found the original Blade Runner
it's
pretty
long.
Boring.
And I just like that aesthetic.
Maybe you should read
the cyberpunk aesthetic.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of that, so I like that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Trey, you can choose your genitals in Baldur's Gate as well.
You can't. Oh, you can't. I need to play Baldur's Gate. I need to play a lot of games.
In Baldur's Gate, you can decide whether your character is circumcised or uncircumcised.
Same with Cyberpunk. We should play it, Austin.
No.
I want to.
Sorry, bud.
I want to.
Sorry.
There you go. Well, let's get to the news.
Okay, all right. Let's do the news. We need to do a news song.
No, we do. Give it to me.
Austin, can you do the news song to...
It's the news. Here is the games cast. It's got news for you.
No, stop.
No, he's doing it.
No. We're doing Hark
do
the Herald
Monster
Angels.
Mash.
That's more talking, isn't it?
The mash.
It's the mostly movie. It's basically a B-52s song.
True. I just did the new song. There you go. That's all
Fine.
You get.
Fine.
Have you ever talked like Fred Schneider?
Have I ever talked? I'm not going to do it, but yeah.
It's very fun.
It is.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
You know, he's gay.
I can't listen to that song
anymore.
Oh,
my God. Trey just threw away all of his B-52
I
albums.
Did.
In least surprising news ever.
Whoa.
He talks like this.
I like Queen.
What?
I like Queen. I like Bob Dylan.
Freddie Mercury was very straight.
Yeah.
Also, Bob Dylan is actually straight.
I'm sorry, not Bob Dylan. David Bowie.
I believe Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury is the straightest guy I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
He has a mustache.
David Bowie's bisexual, so does that count, really?
David Bowie's also a pedophile, so...
Whoa, he is?
Whoa, what's this news?
Didn't hear this.
He was sleeping with, like, a 15-year-old...
It was the 70s. Everyone was,
man.
Yeah,
dude. That was free love, man. You wouldn't get it.
Even Officer K was doing that.
Yeah, dude. They're all doing it.
Okay. You're right. Standards change. I apologize.
Yeah. Way
it
to be a woke police.
It wasn't wrong then, but it is now.
Thank you. Oh, we're getting rain next week.
Oh, yeah.
Starfield fans are melting down over, quote, invisible walls and the possible limits of exploration.
Oh,
yeah, this is what I tried to tell Kirk this morning, and he wouldn't listen to me.
It all began from an apparent leak on a Chinese
link,
forum.
Like Zelda?
A screenshot pop-up message telling the players, quote, boundary reached. Open the map to explore another region or return to your ship.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, like, Zelda, though, you can't go... There's limits in that.
Yeah, but this is a game that purports itself to be some huge, big open world, zoopy-zoop around space.
There's
kind of thing.
It is a product that needs to be released in a certain amount of time. There will be limits.
Well, and also, you can't just make an unlimited...
No, you can't. They need to have some kind of limit.
I agree. I think it needs to be worked into the... world a little better than a boundary message.
Yeah.
Like
I'm with you.
A wall.
Maybe it's a chasm.
Oh yeah. I mean,
or a
Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild did it very well with the big chasms and stuff.
Yeah.
The orc chasm. The orcs were down there.
Mm.
Link had an orc chasm.
Okay.
Here's what I love when I read these is like I love to just read people's comments about
I
why
do
this
too.
Is a problem.
I just imagine Kirk saying it.
This is great. Quote, the cracks are starting to show.
Wow.
I hope this doesn't have cracks because I want it to be fun and I really want to play it, but I also hope it has cracks just to wipe that smile off of Kirk's face.
I mean, when the first Spider-Man came out a few years ago, Connor, like people were bitching about the puddles. I guess.
Hey, really quick. There's a whole thread about this on the Steam community. Forum.
Oh, God.
I gotta read a couple.
Please.
So the thread is called "The Cracks Are Starting to Show."
Say it in Kirk voice.
I can't. Here is what we've got. Can't use ladders. It's a loading screen instead. Deus Ex, a game from 2000, lets you use ladders.
Oh.
It's been confirmed that the game has no swimming or water planets. You could swim in The Elder Scrolls, Morrowind, and Oblivion. It takes 10 minutes to walk from where you land on a planet to hit the quote boundary limit reached. This is not what was promised and extremely disappointing. The game has no ground vehicles or any type of fast traversal. Death Stranding even had vehicles like bikes or small cars. No Man's Sky does too. Why can't Starfield do it? Engine limitations? Let's see. Oh, it's so good, man.
If you're complaining about a game you haven't played yet.
Their answer for everything is mods. It's no wonder Bethesda's become so lazy with a fan base like this.
Lazy. Lazy developers.
I hope that this doesn't do well, only for the reason that it will force the team to work on Elder Scrolls and not.
No, you don't want that, man. You don't want that.
Why?
Because then it'll be like, well, it's not good that it's not a success.
Oh, it'll be a success. It'll be monetarily successful. For sure.
I don't know. If you want Elder Scrolls 6, I think you want this to be successful.
Yeah, but then they're going to do a bunch of DLC, maybe a sequel before they get back
They won't.
Okay. Well.
They won't.
I hope you're right.
God, dude. I love all of this stuff.
It's great.
It's so
I think the game
fun.
Will still be fun. Though.
Oh, I think so, too. It's just one of those things where, like, the people who are hyping this up to be the greatest game ever are going to be disappointed no matter
what.
Yeah.
And Zelda is already the greatest game ever, so
I mean,
you can't really match up.
That probably will win Game of the Year.
Zelda?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that the people are being really cool to this game on Metacritic?
No.
What is it sitting at right now?
I don't know, but I'm going to look it up. After reading this, there's no way that it's doing well. Starfield,
it's not even released yet.
Starfield for PC reviews. Let's see what we're at. User reviews.
Oh, it unlocks in...
Oh, yeah. I think they started doing that.
That's disappointing. Because
people would do that, you know.
Very disappointing. I love review bombs.
I'm going to see what is going on in the subreddit.
All right.
Is it just Kirk?
Yeah, just Kirk. You're all wrong. Okay. Starfield NSFW.
Someone put out a review on June 13th, 2023.
Okay. I don't know how.
It says, Bethesda, because making games that work out of the box is less important than figuring out all the ways to extract as much money from your bank account as possible. Starfield Super Special 76 Edition includes the expected disappointment. Comes with a shot glass so you can participate in the recurring internet historian drinking game. Take a shot every time Todd Howard lies. Or don't.
Whoa.
You'll be dead from alcohol poisoning in 5 minutes into the 20-plus minute masterpiece highlighting yet another Bethesda disaster piece.
There's a fun tweet of someone complaining that, like, you can't go on these planets and explore. Won't let you land on them. Exploration is a lie. And it's like a Jupiter-style planet. People are like, bro, you want to land on the gas giant? So maybe that's what they're talking about.
I'm very excited about this no matter what. It's great.
Yeah, me too.
They have responded to it, so I do want to make that clear. Like, as much as we're making fun of it, several of the people who are part of the Starfield team have said things like, there is a reason for this, but we can't discuss it right now. Like, it's embargoed. Someone tagged Bethesda, Pete Hines, and Starfield Game on X. And he responded, they just said, hey, when I land on a planet, will I be able to explore the entire planet? He responded and said, yes, if you want, walk on, brave explorer. So
the sub is in damage control right now. I think there's a lot of overreacting going on, but here someone has a good post about, okay, so everyone's kind of freaking out about the boundaries, and someone had a good post about 14 things nobody talks about because of the boundaries, and it's a lot of good points about the game. Has like 4 times the amount of dialogue as Skyrim, a bunch of computer stuff I don't realize. What is photogrammetry? Planet lighting.
And like, dude, you know, in my experience, when you're playing these open world games, it's fun to explore for a while, but then you're like, okay, let's just do the fucking task and let's just kind of.
Well, yeah, that's my thing. Like, I think it'll be a great story and a fun thing if you follow the fucking rules.
The fucking
also
rule.
I think people overrate exploration.
That's wrong. That's the best part.
No. I'm talking about in life.
That's also wrong.
It's not, and here's why I say that. I say that because a lot of people are like, man, I'd love to just explore and do stuff. But if you were like, okay, you have free reign to do stuff, then they would be like,
what do I do?
They'd be like, well, I'm just going to stay home. Dude. Like a lot of people that complain about exploring would not care to explore in their own life.
Maybe it's just me, but I'm the complete opposite of that.
I think you are the complete opposite, but I don't think that you're representative of most gamers.
True. I did not stop when I was in Boston until I got up and then went to bed. I could have spent another week there just looking at stuff.
Yes, but you are an outdoor boy who likes video games.
True.
An outdoor indoor kid, if you will. Maybe we should rename our podcast the Outdoor Indoor Kids.
There's a YouTube channel I watch called The Outdoor Boys.
Okay.
It's a very fun channel.
Cool. Is that the one where they do nature stuff?
It's a dad who takes his boys on
my,
surprisingly dangerous wilderness survival camping.
My pastor's kids watch that.
It's very entertaining. It's very fun.
They really like it.
Seems like a really good dad.
He mentioned it, and I was like, you're letting him watch Wild Boys?
Watching Steve-O get his ass bit by a tiger.
He's not in Wild Boys, is he? I thought it was
It's Steve-O and Chris.
Okay, I knew it was Pontius. I didn't know it was Steve-O.
Every jackass guy is paired up with someone else. You got Preston and Wee Man.
Sure.
Steve-O and Chris.
Uh-huh.
Bam and Ryan.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Dave and Aaron.
Who could forget?
And then Johnny's the ringleader.
Here we go. The whole crew.
Johnny and Jeff.
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Trey, I'm going to do a little on-air producing real quick.
No, we're not going to get Steve-O on the podcast.
January. Hey, listen. January,
yeah.
Me and Austin will be on for 4 consecutive weeks, and we'll do Jackass January. And we'll review.
I would love that.
And Jessica can be on, too, because she loves them more than I do.
Good.
Is there a Jackass game?
Yes.
There is?
Yes.
We should review that. I like Jackass. I don't have anything wrong with it.
Here's a post.
But I'm not a super fan. I just don't know, you know.
On the Starfield subreddit, someone posted, said, my wife is taking the kids out of the house on Friday so I can play all day. Sad. Well, best of luck to Starfield and Bethesda, and I hope everything goes well, and I hope Kirk is happy and lives a long, fruitful life.
Best of luck to everybody.
Yeah. Next.
Jackass the game quickly has a Metascore of 58.
It's not terrible.
I thought it would have like a 15.
Yeah.
Microsoft pulls its
What's it for?
PlayStation 2.
Okay, that makes sense.
Microsoft pulls its $1 Xbox Game Pass trial just days before Starfield release.
They could have just exempted Starfield from the $1 trial.
Correct, but now they've cut it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's happening all over. I found out Google today is cutting the Pixel Pass, which I have my phone on and has all these services, and they just said no more.
It's because all of those things lose companies tons of money.
I know. Then why offer them in the first place?
Because they're getting you addicted.
Yeah, I know. I think all these companies are out of money.
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
Because it's, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
me great. Too.
Except for jobs being lost.
The only that's what they all say. That's always the force field. There will always be other jobs to do. We always have stuff to do. The only good company and the only company that should remain on Earth is Panera Bread.
Your reasoning.
It's really good.
What about Nintendo?
Nintendo and Panera Bread. Those are the two companies.
The last two standing.
We can another
eat and we can play.
Another Rockstar Games veteran has left the company.
Uh-oh. Before Grand Theft Auto 6
next year.
Michael Unsworth, who is a senior writer at Rockstar Games.
Uh-oh.
Who worked on some of the company's biggest hits, left after 16 years.
Yeah, I mean, people just leave. You retire, you get done.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. It's not nefarious.
No, but it is interesting because he's not the only one that has left.
Right. Well, the Housers have left.
Laszlo Jones, Dan Hauser.
Dan Hauser did, yeah.
What about Doogie?
Can you take this podcast seriously for once? Okay. Jesus.
Anyway, it is interesting. We still don't, I think, have an official time that Grand Theft Auto 6 will be coming out or anything. But
it's not going to be anytime soon, I don't think.
Do you think Grand Theft Auto 6 or Elder Scrolls?
Well, Grand Theft Auto 6 probably first. Ever since they moved my precious Dune Part 2, I'm bitter.
They did do that.
It's now in March.
So what's your favorite movie, Oppenheimer or Dune now? Or Top Gun, Maverick?
I'm not going to...
Three faves.
I'm not going to entertain this bit. Continue, Connor.
Elon Musk got booted at a Valorant tournament.
Okay.
Yay.
People need to leave Elon alone.
Yeah, he's a world shaper.
He is a world shaper.
He's one of the dumbest rich people alive.
I know. What? That's hilarious.
He's one of the dumbest rich people alive. Like, he is the kind of... He is the son of rich person who can't figure out how to keep rich.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but he invented Tesla. Don't forget, he built the first Tesla. He invented the electric engine.
He did.
Anyway, he appeared at a Valorant championship game at the Forum in Los Angeles. And as soon as his face was on screen, he was immediately booed by the entire crowd.
Do you think if Casper was there, he would have cheered?
He would have been like, he probably would have just sat there.
Yeah.
You know.
To the point at which the commentators were confused as to where the boos were coming from. The reaction to him was bigger than the crowd pop for one of the players.
Wow. Maybe Jeff Bezos was in the crowd leading the boos.
Maybe.
They also then began chanting at him, "Bring back Twitter."
Good.
So there you go. That's just a fun... What was I going to do? Not bring that up?
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I am too.
We hate billionaires here, and I'll extend my hate to guy who is no longer a billionaire.
Who?
Elon Musk.
He's no longer a billionaire?
I don't know. He's losing money left and right.
Good. He should buy Cumulus.
Falling out of his pockets. Yeah, I mean, it would be hard to mismanage that harder. Whoa. Nintendo.
Whoa. What? Wait, what are you talking about?
Nintendo has announced a Super Mario Brothers Wonder Direct.
Hey, Austin.
I'm excited. Although August, I'm not a big side-scrolling Mario 31st. Fan. But...
Usually they have a Direct in September. Do you think they'll still have a September Direct? Or do you think it's like, hey, we've released enough this year?
So this is specifically for this one game.
Right.
I don't know. They did a Pokemon-specific Direct like 2 weeks ago.
But that comes from a different company.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very excited for this. I love 2D side-scrollers. It's one of my favorite genres.
I'm excited for you to play this.
I'm very excited to play this.
I'm excited to see it. You know, I want to play it.
It looks like they're trying to spice up the 2D platforming genre with, like, some Mario fun, some Mario flair.
It looks refreshing.
It does. It does look a little... The only thing that worries me is it does look just a little new Super Mario Brothers-y.
Yeah.
Not as much, though.
I don't like that era at all.
I really like the one on the DS, but even then I will admit, having played more, that like it wasn't a great time for...
Side-scrolling Mario.
And I think what hurts side-scrolling Mario is that so many indie games were doing side-scrolling so much better.
Yeah. I hated the music. I hated the ba-bas in all the new
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just getting outdone pretty handily. Like, Shovel Knight, way better. All the games that Snowman likes. Donkey Kong Country, Tropical Freeze.
Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link.
The one with the red-haired girl, Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
A Hat in Time.
Braid.
Yeah.
Braid.
Limbo.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sonic Team says they don't think that pixel art will be a viable style in the future.
Why?
Huh? I mean, a bunch of indie games would say otherwise, you know, they come out every year. I mean, viable for, I mean, big budget maybe, but I mean, that's still a vibe people like, you know? You know what I'm saying, Austin?
No, sorry, I was reading about Braid.
I said pixel art is still a vibe people
We look
go
at
for.
Pixel art, yeah. It's great, but when we think about 10 to 20 years in the future, we don't think it's going to be a viable art style or presentation for our players. And in order to advance and really step things up, we did want to make sure that we're presenting something that 10 to 20 years down the road is still evolving and creating new content for.
Are they saying the aesthetic will just be worn out by that point? No one will want to see it? Or?
I think he's saying that it will look dated.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's all cyclical. Like, in the 90s, pixel art looked dated because we were coming off a big pixel art era from the 80s. I'm sure it'll come back around in, like, the 50s or something.
Dude, I am scared of big pixel art.
Yeah, huge pixels.
Only the biggest.
Yeah, okay. I knew that was coming.
The biggest pixels.
The biggest pixels.
We have the biggest pixels. You can't see anything on the screen.
Only the biggest. They're so big, quite frankly. I've never seen a bigger pixel in my life.
God, I hate that.
Look how spooky Connor looks.
Do I look spooky?
You do.
Why I look so spooky?
You're a spooky boy.
I try. I'm trying to look spooky. My This Week in Gaming website did not update for some reason this week.
Shit.
So I had a list of things that we were going to talk about, but they didn't update it.
No Twig.
No, they don't have it. It sucks. And next I don't week? Know why. No, I'm going to look at a different site really quick and see if I can.
Pornhub?
Hornpub.
Okay, guys.
You got a vamp for Connor.
What's
your favorite game, Austin?
The lamest vamping possible.
What's your favorite Halloween candy? It's a taco sandwich.
Oh, now that's funny. Okay.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, when you say Halloween candy, you mean specifically something that you really only see on Halloween? Because I want to say Reese's.
No, because I think when you... I guess not, because you could have a Reese's whenever.
Like caramel apple pops. You're not getting those in July.
No, right.
Candy corn?
Candy corn, which sucks.
I actually had candy corn today. Candy corn. Oh, big... edgy opinion about candy corn.
I just don't like it. Can I not like it?
This is the pineapple on pizza of Halloween.
Okay,
candy.
No, I am fine with pineapple on pizza.
Do you like marshmallows?
Yes.
Do you like honey?
Yes.
That's basically what candy corn is. It's marshmallows and honey.
It's gross.
It's not gross. Try it again. When was the last time you tried it?
I don't know.
I'll feast you.
All right,
this
feast
Halloween.
Me.
You'll love it.
Yeah, I guess when people, you know, best Halloween candy. I agree. It should just be best candy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got to be specific.
This is
Halloween
a
candy.
Stupid conversation.
It really is.
Connor, you found
it's
your
the
page.
Worst conversation.
Yeah, I got some stuff we can talk about.
Thank God.
Give me that.
All right. This is going to be specifically this day in gaming releases. All right. Are you ready?
Lay it on us.
Okay. This is for
Story
August 29th, the day that we are podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if any of these games matter, because I didn't do this ahead of time. So let's see. Austin, Pokemon Masters EX, you got anything on that?
I downloaded that, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. When did it come out? What year?
2019.
And I tried it and I didn't get it, and it seemed like a cash grab. Apparently it's still going strong. People like to play it. They release new heroes or whatever all the time, but not for me, buddy.
I know that you were really into this game about 6 years ago. Do you remember Everybody's Golf?
Yeah. That was 6 years ago?
Came out in 2017.
Wow.
That's different than Golf Story, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Everybody's Golf was just
that was
like
a PlayStation game. Yeah.
You can just play golf with your friends.
Yeah.
But
neat.
It's not golf with friends?
No. Maybe Trey was into it.
I remember that was big on the podcast I listened to back then. Kind of funny.
Side scrollers? Oh.
No way. I mean, no.
17 years ago in 2006, Saints Row released for the Xbox 360.
I remember how successful that was. and it was supposed to kind of shake up the GTA genre.
It kind of,
it almost did, but I feel like it didn't quite.
It kind of did its own thing.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun, and they leaned into that in the sequels where you could just kind of, it was much less grounded.
Three and four are very good. Three is like super over the top, and then four is like, what if you lived in the Matrix and had every power that Neo has?
Is three the one where you like run for president or something?
Yes.
Okay.
No. No, that's four.
Oh. Never mind.
Three is the one where you can just pick Nolan North as... You can... See, there's like four or five different voices you can pick, but if you pick the Nolan North voice, your character is just Nolan North.
That's fun. I know what they're doing over there.
And then August 30th, which is tomorrow, so I figure we'd go ahead and do this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have... The Messenger, and the only reason I bring that up that is the last game that we got for free.
It is. And the only game we got for free.
That is true.
Messenger on Switch.
Yeah, it's a it's a Devolver Digital.
Devolver Dig.
They gave us an advanced copy.
Good dudes.
That is correct. Good dudes. Austin.
Yes.
A game I don't know that you played, but a game you'd be very interested in, Tropico 4.
I played six. I one of the newest ones for a month or two, and I loved it. Very fun city builder.
And then we can leave off. Well, I got two. I've got one for you, one for Trey. 19 years ago today, Pikmin 2 was released for GameCube.
Wow.
I never played Pikmin 2, only played Pikmin 1.
Pikmin 2 is great. Better than Pikmin 1. Well, I gotta do a pinch and roll.
Oh, what? No.
Got an itch.
God.
There we go.
And then for Trey, tell me everything you know about Resident Evil Survivor.
I never played Resident Evil Survivor. What year did that come out?
2000.
Oh, no, nothing. I mean, I've only gotten into the Resident Evil games fairly recently. And it's just the main ones. I've not played any of those like Survivor or Zero or... any of those other Resident Evil games. So I got nothing on that, Connor. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, yeah. I lied because I have another game to bring up.
Okay.
Quake came out.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's for your PC bros.
In 1996.
How have we never gone to QuakeCon? It's local and it's big.
Is it still going on?
Yeah, I had a friend go to it, like 2 months ago? Oh. A month ago?
Oh, really? It was a month ago?
We should have gone with her.
We should have gone.
Trey's just not interested.
It's fine. Don't have to go.
I don't like video games anymore.
Okay, then Connor and I will go to QuakeCon.
They're for childs.
They're for childs.
Yes.
Any more twigs?
No, those are the twigs for today.
Nice.
Excellent. Great job, everybody.
Great job. Do you have another thing? One last thing, Connor?
Sure. I got one more quick thing. So my one last thing is that I had a wedding this weekend.
That's great. All right. That's the podcast this
weekend.
Yep,
that's it.
That's it.
Not a ton. First off, I'm not going to like crap on my sister's wedding.
Whoa.
Ew, I'm glad
you talk about how beautiful she was and how beautiful of a ceremony it was and you cried.
Sure, all of those things are true. But I think I've decided I hate going to weddings.
Whoa.
It's kind of not a drag. It's kind of...
They kind of are so boring.
It depends whose wedding you're going to.
It's this huge fucking... You do the dancing. It's all... the food.
It's all kind of the same, man.
The guys same are, bullshit
the thing is,
every
you guys
wedding.
Don't drink.
Okay,
that's... that's the best you're going to
get. But that's
wedding.
A sign of a
I had
bad...
two beers.
Oh, I had two beers. Okay.
Okay, coming from... We're getting alcoholic shamed.
Yeah, okay.
Trey, if an event is only good if you have to drink at it, it's not a good event.
But you're getting free drinks.
So?
So they're free.
That doesn't make them any better.
It makes them a lot better.
This is something an alcoholic would say.
They did have biscuits and gravy, which was
all right.
A big
the food
plus.
Is always fun. The ceremony, let's skip that.
So they went breakfast for...
That's fun. I like that.
What about second breakfast?
So on the way
awful.
Up...
That was terrible.
On the way up.
All right.
Anyway, so this is the only breakfast. This is the only time I've ever had an advantage living in Denton. Because the wedding was in Valley View, which is 30 minutes north of Denton.
It was in the mall?
Yeah, it was in Valley View Mall, right next to the Sonic.
Right next to the Hang Zone. It was at the Hang Zone.
Sir, that can't use that name.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Viacom owns that name.
We're going to be sued.
Anyway, it was at in Valley View, which is north of Sanger.
Jeez.
I used to go up there for work. Yeah, that is very out of the way.
We had to buy 15 dozen donuts at the tiny little Valley View donut shop on the way up. Because it was breakfast themed and we needed some donut holes.
15 dozen donuts?
It was donut holes.
That's like a million holes.
Do you want to guess how much 15 dozen donut holes cost?
It's either really high or really low, otherwise you wouldn't be asking. So I'm going to say $54.
Okay, Trey, would you like to guess how much donut holes, 15 dozen cost?
$55.
$20.
Oh wow. God.
Isn't that incredibly cheap for that many donut holes?
Your calorie per dollar there is
so high.
Wild. If I was homeless, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
It is so high. So anyway, they did breakfast for dinner, I guess. I don't know. They had biscuits and gravy, which I'm not going to complain about. We had only the best beers. We had Yuengling or Yingling.
Yuengling?
We had Yingling.
Yuenglings.
And Coors. Coors Light and Miller Light.
No, you think yourself a little old fashioned?
Go home.
No Bud Light.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was just one of those things like it was, there was no wedding party, but we also had to wear a specific thing for photos.
Weird.
And we had to help set up and tear down. So we got there at 9:30 and left at 7.
Manual labor.
I always have fun going to friends' weddings because usually we're doing something the night before.
But that's not the wedding.
Then we're gonna go drink that night. We're gonna go.
Dude, this guy is all about
at
just
the wedding.
Drinking.
God, he loves drinking. He can't have fun without drinking.
You're dancing at the wedding. It's fun. You
the
know?
Dancing is. Let's be done with that. We've done it all. It's fun. Whatever. It's the same 10 fucking songs every time.
Cupid Shuffle.
It's like. Way too long. Let's do maybe
honestly,
20 minutes.
Here's what it is, right? Every wedding falls into three categories.
Mm-hmm.
One, country wedding. So they play a lot of country music.
I don't think I've been to one of those either.
Yeah.
This was this wedding. My sister's really into country music. Her husband's really into country music. So it was a lot of country music with a couple of those bangers, those classic wedding
Can't
bangers
do
thrown
that
in
a small town.
So that's one option.
TC's wedding was a rap wedding.
Well, I was gonna
a
say,
lot of cussing.
Second option is just all classic wedding bangers. We're talking Cupid Shuffle. We're talking the Wobble. We're talking the Cha-Cha Slide.
Shout.
We're talking
Twist and Shout.
Sweet Caroline. That's how you know it's a white wedding.
Yeah. White wedding. That's another one.
Yeah, white wedding. No, the other classic. Gotta play the Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah. Now, that I'm not going to complain about.
And then three, majority black wedding, which is a totally different experience. And if you haven't done it, it's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, so that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's different. That's the point.
It's a lot of songs I had never heard before. It was a lot more dancing than I've ever
seen.
Did
they play Put Your Ass in a Circle?
They do, what's the one, Little Bit Softer Now?
That's Shout. That's at a white wedding, though. Because that's from Animal House.
Yeah, but it's a black man singing it.
Well, it's a nice day for a...
White wedding.
White wedding. Anyway, it was a good wedding overall.
Wait, Connor, you're forgetting Indian wedding.
You're right. Four Indian wedding.
And those a Jewish are... wedding. What about a Jewish or
no,
an Italian wedding?
I went to a Jewish wedding, and it was exactly the same as a white wedding. We did all the same bullshit, but we did the chairs.
The chairs.
Thing.
And I've seen that chair thing at non-Jewish weddings, too.
I think that's not allowed.
Austin Engler... his wedding was a Spanish wedding because Maria is Hispanic.
What is a Spanish wedding?
Did they do
that's racist?
Yeah, they walked down the aisle with sombreros on
they
to
did.
That song.
They did. It was great.
Well, congratulations to
congrats on getting married, Connor.
I don't even think I know her name. Kirsten?
Her name is Christy.
Kirsten. Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
So anyway, weddings are like fireworks. For you. Overrated.
For you.
And no, Trey, I think we can be honest.
Trey, if
with
you
ourselves.
Went to a wedding and didn't drink, you would still enjoy it just as much?
Depends who it is. What wedding it is.
Why? It's the same stuff every time.
You're telling me you're not going to do the cha-cha slide sober?
All your enjoyment is fueled by alcohol at those. Which is science.
Trey, this is an intervention.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Stop going to weddings.
All right, I got to stop going to these weddings. Okay, that's my problem.
Or take that drunk hooker you picked up.
Oh,
there
yeah.
There you go. That whoa.
I want to thank everybody for listening
yeah,
for another
thank
week.
You.
That's right. It's been fun.
Next week, Matt Birmingham? Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Next week, Connor's brother gets married, and we'll talk about that.
It's not on the docket, but sure.
Next week, Jebediah gets married to a horse.
Not forbidden in the Bible.
Not forbidden.
Maybe that drunk one that you picked up.
Ooh. Goodbye.
Bye.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. It's good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you and you go. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
When was it? Tell me.
In the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime.